Good Saturday morning, St. Louis. And at least it's morning for another hour here. So, hey, you're tuned into the Home Improvement Show right here on KMOX. I'm your host, Rich Orris, here. And, you know, every Saturday morning, this is where I'm at. This is what I'm doing. I'm here to talk all things home improvement, from repairs and remodeling to maintenance and upgrades. I'm here to help you make your home work better, be smarter, and maybe just a little more beautiful. If we could do that too and fit that in, it'd be great. And for the next 2 hours, we're opening up the phone lines here and we're diving into your home improvement questions. No question too big or too small. The number to find me, call 314-436-7900. Again, that's 314-436-7900. Whether you've got something simple like a leaky faucet, a drafty window, or you're planning a big dream kitchen remodel, my goal here is to help make you informed decisions on your home, on your projects, just get you through that and see if we can get some good advice that just helps you get through whatever it is that you need. Every Saturday, I'm right here and we're bringing these tips, these ideas, and answers for all your real world remodeling needs, home care. So grab your cup of coffee, take a look around your house, and let's go to work. Let's get started. Phone lines are open right now, and we'll see who jumps in and comes in first to us. And I've got my cup of coffee. I'm a mocha guy. I got a mocha latte, so I'm a dark chocolate, black licorice kind of. Yeah, I know that's all weird to most people out there, but that's my thing. That's the stuff I like. My wife's like, oh, that's so bitter. Like, I can't. Every time I have this coffee, she tries it for some reason. I'm like, let me try that. I'm like, you haven't liked this in 29 years. What makes you think you're going to all of a sudden like my coffee? But she always likes to take a sip, try it out, and then says, oh, gosh, that's so bitter. I can't believe that's what you drink. But, hey, she's more of a caramel sweet kind of put something like that in your coffee, gal. So you know what? Opposites attract, and that's probably why it works out so well for us. So, hey, again, I'm here every Saturday for everybody. One more time, the number you need, 314-436-7900. Well, find me just like Walt did. Let's jump right to the phones and see what's going on. Hey, Walt, how you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you. I'm in the car, happened to pick you up. And anyway, I have a composite deck. It's about 22 years old, and it really is in bad shape. And I mean, it's not falling apart or anything, but it just looks ugly. What can you tell me to do?
So, I mean, really, is it mainly that it's fading and just doesn't?
Faded, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean,
it's also growing moss.
Yeah, yeah. So the moss, yeah, really right now, what you really need is just a really good cleaning, power washing, get all the moss off and get that cleaned up really well. It may brighten it up some. That fading is going to remain. And newer composite decks today have some better fade warranties, and they're made a little better against the fade, because the first ones that really started coming out about 30 years ago in the beginning and in the first 10 years of doing a whole lot of that, they did tend to fade a lot, and some way quicker than what you're even talking about. So, yeah, I would just recommend a really good clean power wash. If you have a power washer, that would work great. You just got to be careful not to grind any grooves into it, getting too close. There are products out there you can clean it with. So there's like wet and forget. You kind of get it wet. You spray this soapy formula on. You let it sit for about 15 minutes and you hose it off. You can try that. But it sometimes takes a couple, two or three tries to really get through all of it. That's where the power washer kind of comes in handy, but I think it'll brighten it up a tad and clean it up and make it look more consistent for you. And then you just got to kind of wait until you want to replace it, 'cause it's just faded enough that you're uncomfortable.
Okay. I talked to the customer service for the maker, and they said not to power wash it. They said they don't recommend power washing.
Okay.
Is there any kind of paint or cover that I can put on it after I get it clean?
I mean, there's you can consider like those deck products. That kind of like that real thick kind of deck paint. They talk about, you know, they go over wood all the time with that stuff. You could try something like that. It should adhere to it. But it will definitely, it'll take away anything, any kind of warranty that the manufacturer may have on the board, which are probably at the end of that warranty life. It may have a 30-year warranty against rot. And if it's a true composite, it's about 20 years ago. It does have some wood in it. It does have some kind of shavings. It's a mixture. So if you coat this with something that doesn't let moisture out of it, it could actually start to rot out the little wood pieces and fibers inside of that deck board. And so it could kind of shorten the life expectancy and or the warranty. Because if you did have something happen and the manufacturer looked at it, say it had a 30-year warranty against, you know, that it's going to hold up, it won't rot out, things like that. And it ended up doing that because of that product. Yeah, that'll go away real quick once they see that product on there. So I wouldn't necessarily recommend that unless you are not concerned about having that warranty and how it lasts, and getting, you know, long lasting value out of what you have. Then that would be a perfect DIY thing to try and really dress it up. But you want to make sure you clean it well. And when I say power wash a composite deck floor, like I have a composite deck floor and I do power wash it because the soaps and stuff, it doesn't necessarily get rid of all of that moss that gets on the deck boards and everything. But I'm using an electric power washer. I'm not bringing one from Mosby Building Arts that's doing like 6,000 pounds of pressure per square inch in this water. So it's more like a heavy, hard hosing than it is an actual power wash. I think the thing only goes, it says like 2,000 PSI or something like that. It probably barely gets that in all reality. So and if you stay far back, it's more like a heavy hosing. But if you're worried about that, I would try the wet and forget.
Okay. Thank you for your help.
All right. Yeah, no problem. Thank you for the call. You can find that wet and forget or any of those kind of composite vinyl siding cleaning products, all those in any of the big box stores. They'll have all of those. And they do have some great products. They have a newer one that does windows from the outside. You basically hook this to your hose and you can even second floor windows. You just spray them, you get the soap running through it, and then you hose it back off and it totally cleans the white vinyl window, the glass itself, everything. They have the same thing for vinyl siding. You get it wet, you spray it on, you let it sit for 15 minutes or so. You hose it off again and get that mildew off of your vinyl siding. So there's a lot of great things that wet and forget, different areas that it can handle for you. And then, of course, the deck floors are the other one that they do. So jump over to Lowe's or Home Depot and get that. And hopefully that works for you. And for everybody else, we're going to jump into a quick break here. Again, 314-436-7900. Just like Walt found me, you can find me that way. Whatever you have going on, I'm here for you. Stay tuned. We'll have more home improvement right after this. All right, you're tuned into the Home Improvement Show. Again, whatever you need, anything around the house, get up, take a look around, walk around outside, watch out for that heat warning. But I tell you, I'll be here to answer anything you need out and about around the house, roof to basement, all the way around, inside or outside. We've got you covered. 314-436-7900 is the number you need today. We've got full 2 hours for you. So let's jump right in here with Chris and see what's going on with Chris. Hey, you there? Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
I can. Thanks for calling. What's happening?
Well, I power washed my concrete drive in front of the garage door and my sidewalk. That's all been power washed before over the years. We built in 1997. I'm wondering what kind of sealer to put on that. Should I use a roller or a spray or what?
So what type of concrete is it? Is it just like a regular, what we call broom finished?
Yeah, I guess you could say that.
Just regular kind of whitish, gray, light gray colored concrete?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and I ask because there's different types of sealer for decorative concrete. The exposed aggregate, if you could, you know, you can see all the rock colors and all that, there's a different one for that. But on a normal concrete, kind of brush finished type of finished surface, I would say you're using a sealer it's in a sprayer. It's a penetrating sealer. So you want something that's really going to kind of soak in, fill up the pores, and then it resists water that way. So it's not a topical, shiny, roll-on coat. It kind of sprays on, makes it look wet. It soaks in, fills the pores. And that'll last the longest. It'll have the longest lasting effect on that concrete.
Okay, so it's for like a 2 gallon sprayer.
Yep. And there's different ones out there that are there's like a Ciliox, it's like Ciliox-A-Tech 8500, something like that, 8500. And you should be able to find these in any of the hardware stores. I would just ask them for a penetrating, just look and make sure it's a penetrating sealer that absorbs into the concrete. It leaves that natural finished look that you have right now, and it'll really stay in there really good. It'll help against the de-icing salts and salt from your tires as you drive on from the roads. And it helps really well with freeze thaw damage because it won't let the water soak in. And once that's on there, I'll tell you what you need to do too in figuring out when you need to seal it again. Because the topical ones, you can see them wear off and you can see it kind of starting to go away and you go, yep, I probably need to do that. And those need to be done way more often. The kind of soak in silicate type sealer I'm talking about can last anywhere from 5-10 years, depending on exposure, the sun, the wear, how often it rains and wears stuff out. So the way to figure out when you need to do it again is to just literally take a cup of water and just throw it on the driveway in a spot and see if it beads up. And if it basically soaks in and gets it that wet look right away, then you know it's wearing out and it's time to fill those pores again.
Okay. So for the original coat, just do it, just one coat on it. Don't go back and put a second.
I mean, no. If you do it good and well and everything, yeah, there you shouldn't need a second coat. If you read the instructions, I haven't read them to see if they advise a second coat. But if you do it really good and really well, I would do it one good coat really well, and after about a month, I would do that test in a few spots with some water, make sure it's looking good and beading up really well. And if it is, then I'd say you're good. If it's not, then maybe consider a second coat down the road a month or two later or something. But when we do it, when B&W Concrete does this for us, they do one coat.
Okay, that sounds good. I thank you very much.
Absolutely. Not a problem at all. And that is a great thing to do. We talk about this at work at Mosby with our clients. We talk about it all the time on the radio show here, sealing that concrete. And then once you have that all done, it's also a great thing to go around to any of the control joints, any really open cracks, any type of joint in that concrete that can let water between the slabs or go down underneath the slabs. It's great to get some concrete, urethane type concrete caulk, put a backer rod in there, kind of hold that caulk up so you're not using too much, and it'll help you if you want to use the self-leveling type caulk. But caulk all of those joints, the control joints, any type of joint that's open, and keep the water on the surface running off and going away. Don't let it get underneath it. Don't let it go through the pores, and it will really lengthen the life expectancy of that concrete. And we've often in the winter, I'll cover a lot of times about the reasons to go ahead and shovel snow off of your driveway, even if you weren't going to use it, even if it snowed on a Friday evening and you're like, I'm not using it all weekend. Why would I go out there and shovel? Well, when snow's on there and it warms up during the day, the bottom layer of that will start to melt, and it's a good reason to have it sealed because then it kind of waters up, it soaks in, it freezes again at night, and those pores are expanding, that ice is expanding inside the pores. It's helping cause all of those pops in the concrete on the surface and breaking the surface of the concrete off. And so when that happens daily, you have snow on your driveway for 5 or 6 days, and every day it melts a little, gets in the pores, freezes at night. It does that every single day. That's putting a lot of wear on your concrete. So even if you're not going to use it, it'd be a great idea to get the snow off of there so it can kind of melt away and not have that happening on a daily basis while that snow is on the ground on your driveway. So there's a lot more to concrete than a lot of us expect, understand, and really realize what it takes to keep the life and keep up with the maintenance and not have to replace your concrete too terribly soon. So we're going to jump into another break here. Don't forget, 314-436-7900 will get you to me. So plenty more to come. Home improvement in the next segment right after this. All right, you're tuned into the Home Improvement Show. Again, whatever you need, anything around the house, get up, take a look around, walk around outside, watch out for that heat warning. But I tell you, I'll be here to answer anything you need out and about around the house, roof to basement, all the way around, inside or outside. We've got you covered. 314-436-7900 is the number you need today. We've got full 2 hours for you. So let's jump right in here with Chris and see what's going on with Chris. Hey, you there? Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Can you hear me?
I can. Thanks for calling. What's happening?
Well, I power washed my concrete drive in front of the garage door and my sidewalk. That's all been power washed before over the years. We built in 1997. I'm wondering what kind of sealer to put on that. Should I use a roller or spray or what?
So what type of concrete is it? Is it just like a regular, what we call broom finished?
Yeah, I guess you could say that.
Just regular kind of whitish, gray, light gray colored concrete?
Yes, sir.
Okay, and I ask because there's different types of sealer for decorative concrete. The exposed aggregate, if you could, you know, you can see all the rock colors and all that. There's a different one for that. But on a normal concrete, kind of brush finished, type of finished surface. I would say you're using a sealer that's it's in a sprayer. It's a penetrating sealer. So you want something that's really going to kind of soak in, fill up the pores, and then it resists water that way. So it's not a topical, shiny, roll-on coat. It kind of sprays on, makes it look wet. It soaks in, fills the pores, and that'll last the longest. It'll have the longest-lasting effect on that concrete.
Okay, so it's for like a 2 gallon sprayer.
Yep. Yeah, and there's different ones out there that are there's like a Ciliox, it's like Ciliox-a-Tech 8500 something like that 8500, and you should be able to find these in any of the hardware stores. I would just ask them for look and make sure it's a penetrating sealer that absorbs into the concrete. It leaves that natural finished look that you have right now, and it'll really stay in there really good. It'll help against the de-icing salts and salt from your tires as you drive on from the roads, and it helps really well with freeze-thaw damage because it won't let the water soak in. And once that's on there, I'll tell you what you need to do, too, in figuring out when you need to seal it again. Because the topical ones, you can see them wear off, and you can see it kind of starting to go away, and you go, yep, I probably need to do that. And those need to be done way more often. The kind of soak-in silicate-type sealer I'm talking about can last anywhere from 5-10 years, depending on exposure, the sun, the wear, how often it rains and wears stuff out. So the way to figure out when you need to do it again is to just literally take a cup of water and just throw it on the driveway in a spot and see if it beads up. And if it basically soaks in and gets it that wet look right away, then you know it's wearing out and it's time to fill those pores again.
Okay. So for the original coat, just one coat on it. Don't go back and put a second.
I mean, no. If you do it good and well and everything, yeah, you shouldn't need a second coat. If you read the instructions, I haven't read them to see if they advise a second coat. But if you do it really good and really well, I would do it one good coat really well. And after about a month, I would do that test in a few spots with some water, make sure it's looking good and beading up really well. And if it is, then I'd say you're good. If it's not, then maybe consider a second coat down the road a month or two later or something. But when we do it, when B&W Concrete does this for us, they do one coat.
Okay, that sounds good. I thank you very much.
Absolutely. Not a problem at all. And that is a great thing to do. We talk about this at work at Mosby with our clients. We talk about it all the time on the radio show here, sealing that concrete. And then once you have that all done, it's also a great thing to go around to any of the control joints, any really open cracks, any type of joint in that concrete that can let water between the slabs or go down underneath the slabs. It's great to get some concrete, urethane-type concrete caulk, put a backer rod in there, it'll hold that caulk up so you're not using too much, and it'll help you if you want to use the self-leveling-type caulk, but caulk all of those joints, the control joints, any type of joint that's open, and keep the water on the surface running off and going away. Don't let it get underneath it. Don't let it go through the pores, and it will really lengthen the life expectancy of that concrete. And we've often in the winter, I'll cover a lot of times about the reasons to go ahead and shovel snow off of your driveway, even if you weren't going to use it, even if it snowed on a Friday evening and you're like, I'm not using it, all weekend, why would I go out there and shovel? Well, when snow's on there and it warms up during the day, the bottom layer of that will start to melt, and it's a good reason to have it sealed because then it kind of waters up, it soaks in, it freezes again at night, and those pores are expanding. That ice is expanding inside the pores. It's helping cause all of those pops in the concrete on the surface and breaking the surface of the concrete off. And so when that happens daily, you have snow on your driveway for 5 or 6 days, and every day it melts a little, gets in the pores, freezes at night. It does that every single day. That's putting a lot of wear on your concrete. So even if you're not going to use it, it'd be a great idea to get the snow off of there so it can kind of melt away and not have that happening on a daily basis while that snow is on the ground on your driveway. So there's a lot more to concrete than a lot of us expect, understand, and really realize what it takes to keep the life and keep up with the maintenance and not have to replace your concrete too terribly soon. So we're going to jump into another break here. Don't forget, 314-436-7900 will get you to me. So plenty more to come. Home improvement in the next segment right after this. Home improvement for you. Let's get to Ann, see what's going on with Ann. Thanks for holding through the break. Hi. Ann, how you doing?
Fine. I want to remove mold from concrete.
Uh-huh.
And I don't want to power wash it. I want to put a product or something on it that would remove mold. Do you have something you would recommend?
So that Wet and Forget is going to have a product that's meant for concrete.
Wet and Forget.
Yep. And you can get it at the big box stores and just follow the instructions. You just basically get it wet and then you spray on the soapy formula they have. Like through your garden hose, and then let it sit there for however long it says, and then hose it off. And they claim it will take all that right off there. It will depend a little bit on how old the driveway is, has it ever been sealed or not, how embedded is some of that. So you may have to do it a couple of times to get it to work without the power washer.
Do you know if it works on bricks also?
I would think it should because it's a masonry product. So, yeah, I mean, it really should.
Okay. Thank you so much. I appreciate your help. Wet and get. Okay.
Wet and forget.
Oh, wet and forget.
Yep. They're like, get it wet, forget about it, and then hose it off.
Okay. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
All right. No problem. Let's jump over to George and see what's happening there. George, hey, how you doing?
Just fine.
Good.
My question is about polyjacking. I have a patio and have a crack across it, and it's separated by maybe 3/4 of an inch, and I was wondering how the polyjacking works and the cost, or what do you think?
So it basically how it works is they drill a hole through the concrete. They do it in various locations where they need to kind of fill the void to raise that back up, and they inject that polyjacking material underneath that slab through that, lift that slab back up, get it level, and then they kind of just fill the holes with a little patching material. You'll see the holes. The nice thing about the polyjacking is the holes are a little bit smaller than what the traditional mud jacking we used to always do. Is more like a slurry mix. It created a little bit bigger of a hole. So, but really the cost of the polyjacking is you'll just have to get some people out, let them look at it. Cause sometimes they won't even recommend trying it depending on how the condition of the concrete, do they even think they're going to have success with it? And it's also kind of an open-ended thing because it's how much material they use. So they'll give you a price and say, well, we should be able to do it for this, but if we're doing it and we're needing more material, the price will go up kind of depending on how much material we end up using, because it is impossible to figure out how big is the void underneath there, because your slab could drop 3/4 of an inch, but you could have a 12-inch deep void. And that means they assume they need 3 inches of material or something to try and raise this 3/4 of an inch, and they end up needing 3 or 4 times that, then it could cost more. Is that?
Is it a mess or?
No, it's not real messy or anything. No, it all goes underneath it, and they just kind of fill the holes and voids. And then, again, to keep it lasting long, if they get it level and everything, you want to seal the cracks, caulk them up, and try and keep the water, the moisture, running off that concrete. Because the main reason all this happens to our driveways and sidewalks and everything is the voids that get underneath it, water getting underneath it, washing it off, having it on fill. You know, the driveway always likes to sink right at the garage because it's on a bunch of backfill. So you just kind of need to fill that void back up, and then keeping water from making it settle more, keeping it out, helps extend the life expectancy of that polyjacking that you had done.
Yeah, I know if the patio, if it would be put the post hole piers in there, they would eliminate a lot of those problems.
If they got deeper, that would definitely get down to more solid ground. Yeah, it would definitely help.
Thanks for the advice.
All right, yeah, no problem at all, George. Let's jump over to Drew and see if we can get this one in before the end of the segment. Drew, how you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm going to add a deck to my house. I have some plans. I need to submit them to St. Louis County, which I'm told. What is the process? And also, do I have to go to Clayton, or can I go to a satellite office in South County?
Typically, I think you can go. I'm pretty sure you can go to a satellite office. I would think so for a deck. I would definitely call the office and ask them. Tell them, you know, what you're doing and everything. And did you get your plans? I mean, are they done by like a architect stamped and all of that?
No, they're not. They're drawn by a guy who deals with selling deck materials. He's not an architect, but he told me they should work.
Okay. Well, because there are... There are a lot of standard ways to build things, so it would be easy for him to put in a lot of standard details that say, if you build your pier like this, it'll be okay. If you use these type of materials and span them this far, it'll be okay. So that might work. They may accept that without an architectural seal or anything like that, because there's a lot of decks going up. And they know a lot of those standard specifications for what holds a deck up. So as long as you're not getting really out of the ordinary, they'll probably accept that just fine from you.
Okay, yeah, it's a pretty simple deck. Nothing, just a 16 by 16 with steps.
Yeah. I would call the satellite office and ask them. Give me your address, everything. Say, hey, this is where I live. I'm going to build a deck. Can I bring this to you to get my permits, or do I have to take it to Clayton or whatever? And they'll definitely let you know. But I would think for something simple as a deck, a satellite office should work.
Okay. How does your company do that when they build a deck? How does that process work?
Well, a lot of those are submitted now to these municipalities online. So a lot of them were submitting through the internet, so we're not even going in anymore.
Okay. Do you guys have an architect draw your plans up?
Yes. So, at Mosby, we have a licensed architect that's an employee of the company on staff. So when we sell a deck to somebody, then we have the plans drawn. He looks at them, everything. He stamps them, said, yep, this is going to work. This is going to hold. And then we submit for the permits. And we as a company handle all of that for our clients. So they don't have to worry about any of that. And then we have a 10-year workmanship warranty on how we build it. So we have to worry about that. And that's why we want our licensed architect to be on board with that and make sure it's the best it can be. Because if you're building this off of his stuff and the county says it's okay, if there's something that maybe we would have done a little bit differently, that's probably okay. But I have a lot of different flashing details and things that we do for decks that are a little bit different than most deck building companies. But hey, Drew, I got to get into a hard break here. Jim, if you can hold the line through the news break, we'll get to you as soon as we return. Great questions, great hour. We'll have plenty more right after this.